This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating. Patient's name is Thomas O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N, Thomas, T-H-O, M-A-S. Date of birth is 12-11-1938. Date of service is 3-12-2026. Mr. O'Brien is a very pleasant 87-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, history of coronary artery disease, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of COPD, history of chronic kidney disease, recurrent pneumonia, history of aspiration pneumonia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, generalized anxiety disorder, and chronic kidney disease, who was recently admitted to the hospital with complaints of generalized fatigue, significantly elevated white blood cell count. He was diagnosed with aspiration pneumonia, also concerned for malignancy. Bone marrow biopsy was done, which did show some abnormal findings. With patient was also evaluated by speech pathology for aspiration. He was treated with IV antibiotics. He was given nebulized breathing treatment, also gastroenterology saw the patient. Patient with significant weight loss. He had an upper endoscopy done. We did show esophageal candidiasis. Was treated with Diflucan. He was treated with IV antibiotics. He was doing some better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he complains of feeling fatigue, weak. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of AICD placement, COPD, recurrent pneumonia, history of aspiration, chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, generalized anxiety disorder, chronic constipation, history of bronchiectasis, unintentional weight loss, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for left and right total knee arthroplasty, cataract surgery, AICD placement, social history, smoking, he quit 50 years ago, alcohol occasionally, no other drugs, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, he does have history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, history of coronary artery disease, and history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of ICD placement. Respiratory system, he denies any complaints of cough, has some shortness of breath, he denies any pain with deep inspiration, he does have history of COPD, history of atelectasis, as well as bronchiectasis, history of aspiration pneumonia / recurring pneumonia. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain. He does have significant weight loss. He does have history of esophageal candidiasis. History of chronic constipation. History of abnormal. Light chains. United urinary. He denies any complaints of blood in the urine. He does have history of BPH. Denies any history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, he does complains of joint pains, otherwise unremarkable. All of this neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs, he does complains of generalized weakness. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the bases. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination. Patient awake and alert. Moving all four extremities. No focal deficit. Impression, number one, unintentional weight loss, rule out malignancy, next. Severe protein calorie malnutrition, next congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, next history of AICD placement, next coronary artery disease, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next COPD, next aspiration pneumonia, next history of recurrent pneumonia. Next BPH, next chronic kidney disease, stage 3, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Delbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications. Patients are encouraged to eat better, protein shakes will be recommended. He will follow up with hematology, oncology, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications, encourage him to eat better, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient again is Thomas O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth is 12-11-1938, date of service is 3-18-2026. Mr. O'Brien is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be stable, doing the same. He denies any complaints of chest pain, he denies any shortness of breath. He is working with physical therapy, has been ambulating some. He states that he's trying to eat better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, unintentional weight loss. Next, congestive heart failure, next aspiration pneumonia, next is recurrent pneumonia, next COPD, next coronary artery disease, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next history of AICD placement, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next esophageal candidiasis, next DJD, next generalized anxiety disorder. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He was seems to be stable. He was recommended to make an appointment with his oncologist. Will continue other medications. He was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, continue to work with PTOT, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient again is Thomas O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth is 12/11/1938, date of service, three thirty, 2026. Mr. O'Brien is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. Mr. O'Brien is seen in his office today. He was recently sent to the hospital. Was readmitted. He was admitted to the hospital because of shortness of breath. Felt to have recurrent aspiration pneumonia. He was treated with cefepime and doxycycline. Frequent nebulized breathing treatment. His blood pressure was borderline low. His medication of were being held. He was not eating and drinking enough. And during his hospitalization, palliative care was also consulted. Patient expressed his desire for continued treatment. Was not ready for hospice. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he said that he's feeling somewhat better. He feels tired and fatigued. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medications, see previous HMP from earlier this month. Physical examination, general appearance, cachectic and ill-looking, laying in bed. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, acute hypoxic respiratory failure. Next, left lower lobe bacterial pneumonia. Next, history of recurrent aspiration pneumonia. Next, history of bronchiectasis. Next, dysphagia / aspiration. Next, hospital acquired delirium. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Next, chronic anemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, history of esophageal candidiasis. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, severe protein calorie malnutrition. Next, insomnia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan: patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications. As per hospital discharge, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will continue other medications, will encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.